The Vikings 9-2 record in the 2017 season has been a surprise to some, but not for the players and coaches who believed all along this team had something special brewing. There are many key aspects of the 2017 Vikings, but one thing stands out. Each player is equally important for success each Sunday. But with the NFL Pro Bowl voting started and going through mid-December, there are some deserving players that should be in Orlando for the annual game. Everson Griffin is having a career year and has been the force on the defensive line. His 12 sacks lead the NFL. 20 quarterback hits ties him for the lead, and 15 tackles for a loss also is tied for tops in football.
I mean, his growth has been amazing to watch. It really has. I mean, he came into this league as a young, immature rookie and has really grown into being a man, a father figure, a loving husband to his wife and his kids. He really has turned into one of those guys that, you know, is fun to be around everything else, but at the same time has grown into a guy that can be a role model for younger people.
Adam Thielen may be the feel-good story for the Vikings, but his game has been doing all the talking this year. He's already over the 1,000-yard mark for the season and is third in the league in receiving yards and tied for fourth in receptions.
Adam's a by-the-book guy. You know, he comes in, works hard, puts the time in, and, you know, he commits himself to everything he's doing. So when you see him out there, you're pulling for him. I'm pulling for all my guys. But, you know, I came in and Adam was here when I was around. We don't have too many guys around when I first came in. So I'm always pulling for Adam, and I wanted the best for him.
Defensive backs Harrison Smith and Xavier Rhodes have been to the annual Pro Bowl game, but their play in 2017 once again has them worthy of a spot in Orlando. Smith leads the team in interceptions with 3, and Rhodes has a pair, including the game winner last Thursday at Detroit.
You know, we all know what Harry does and what he can do, what he brings to the game. Lights out pretty much in every category, so, you know, and that's why he's become, you know, one of the best safeties in the league, if not the best.
Harrison's a very smart player. He's a team player. So a guy like that, you know, pro bowler, very athletic, a lot of experience. You know, you try to pick his brain as much as you can. So there's times in practice, you know, where I'm watching his reps, seeing where his eyes is, seeing some of his movements. I'm asking him questions about different things that our defense is doing and how he responds against certain offenses, and he's a big help.
Man, he's one of the best in the league. I think he was rated as a top 100 player, and he was in the 60s somewhere. He should at least be no higher than 30. You know, he should be 29 or below, I think. But he's someone who can eliminate a receiver from a game completely. So he's a guy that for this team and for any team in the league, if you have a guy like that, you can pretty much take care of one side of the field and do whatever you want on the other side. So. He's someone who's he's always been, you know, gifted, talentedly, and now you see that he's starting to get the mental side, you know, understanding different concepts and different nuances in the game, and now he's playing with even more confidence because he's understanding these things now.
It's hard to pick an MVP for the year so far, but quarterback Case Keenum stepping in for the injured Sam Bradford and leading the team has made him a prime candidate for the NFL Pro Bowl. He's guided the Vikings to 8 wins thus far, while throwing 14 touchdowns and just 5 interceptions.
Case is playing outstanding. You know, he's a great competitor, studies his rear end off, works extremely hard.
He's not afraid. He's going to pull the trigger, and he's going to play like that. So, you know, that's a good thing.